Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul, don't hold that against me. Well, let's just call that icing on the cake, because the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn your dial to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I'm glad to be here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good old marketing gospel. Now, I call it the gospel because these are the things that you should be doing. It's like if you, I don't want to compare myself to a religious scholar, but when it comes to marketing, I know as much about marketing as some of you preachers know about the Bible, probably more so. And I tell you one thing, too. They are not mutually exclusive. You can pray, like a fan of the Hamer said, you can pray until you faint, but if you don't get off your tail and do something, God is not going to come put it in your lap. So what I'm telling you today, if you have a business and you're trying to get that business off the ground, then I say get up off your knees and get on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show and let's do it. Let's get busy, because I'm going to bring you the information you need. I'm going to bring you the guests. I'm going to give you the tools. And today, I'm going to take you to Marketing Church, because I'm going to cover a long list of topics that are important to business development. At the 11:15 hour, I'm going to talk about, is your business ready to expand? I deal with this, folks, on a daily basis. Some people are ready to expand, some are not. Some expand the wrong way. So we're going to talk about that today, because I feel it's so important that if you expand, first I wanted you to make sure you are ready to expand. And if you are going to expand, I want to make sure you're doing it the right way. And some people are really, they're ready to expand and they're afraid to. So we're going to alleviate some of those fears as well. That's coming up at 11:15. 10:45, we're going to have Mr. Anthony Fears. He's with the VA Rep. It's the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. It's a nonprofit, and they're going to be talking about what they're doing out in the community to help the veterans. And they have a golf program coming up on the 17th. It's a program to support the veterans. And Mr. Anthony Fears is going to tell us about that. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have Miss Tisha Hillman. She's going to give us her Just Us series. As a matter of fact, we have Tisha right here. Good morning, Tisha.
Good morning, Mr. Gatewood, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning. Boy, I know you're going to bring us some good information this morning, as always. What you got for us later on?
Well, I think it's important for people to kind of be privy to a couple of little secrets that usually only divorce lawyers know. So I'm going to let the listeners in on a few divorce attorney secrets that may be able to help them in their divorce if that's what they're seeking.
We like secrets. Well, you know, see, teacher, you messing with us this morning, because you know the minute you say secret, you know darn well everybody wants to know now.
We all like the tea, right?
Yeah, we like a good secret, boy. I'm telling you. You say secret, and everybody's ears goes up, because they feel like it's something they shouldn't know. They like to look behind the curtain, look up under people's hoods in their back rooms, and find out what's going on. So you're going to give us the inside scoop of the divorce attorney secrets.
Absolutely. Right. I'm gonna let you peek behind the curtain a little bit.
Let's peek behind the curtain. We like that. So welcome again to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We also have on the phone Mr. William Maxwell. Good morning, William.
Morning to the Marketing Pulpit community over there.
Hey, what's going on there, Mr. Maxwell? Oh, okay. That's all right. We'll bring him back. Okay, so we got a lot going on today. So we're going to talk about, is your business ready to expand? We're going to talk about these secrets of the divorce attorneys. And we're also going to talk about golfing for veterans. Going to help these veterans get them in homes with a golf ball. All you golf fanatics out there, have you played golf yet, Tisha? Do you play golf?
Listen, let me tell you something.
So what now?
I have tried to play golf because, you know, as an attorney, a lot of attorneys golf, including women.
Yeah.
And I tried it, but when I tell you, I know what I'm good at and what I'm not. And I get frustrated and end up throwing golf balls and golf clubs because I like to win. And when I can't win, I don't like that.
Well, see, every time I get, I'll be out there trying to knock home runs, so I know it's probably not for me. I feel like I knew when I took a baseball bat, I was doing it wrong from the beginning. Have not been invited back since, so.
Drive the golf cart. That's what I do.
Drive the golf cart. All right. I got a lot going on in the news also. Trump is over, your buddy is over in at the G20 today. He was, matter of fact, he's meeting with Putin.
So of course he is.
I'm meeting with Putin today. We're going to talk about how I got 3 million more votes than that crooked Hillary. We're going to talk about that Obama who was not born in the U.S. We got great things to talk about. My good friend, Vladimir Putin.
But did you see the shade with the handshake, though?
No, he didn't grab him and hug him, did he? I thought he'd probably kiss him.
No. And I don't know if it was, I don't think it was Angela Merkel. I'm not sure who it was, but he reached out his hand to shake her hand at the G20. And she purposefully went to his wife and shook her hand and came back to him. And the expression on his face was so classic. I'm sure that so many memes are going to come from that. But I love it, because he really thought that she was going to shake his hand. And she said, no, I'm good.
I am sure that crooked Hillary was behind this, and that Barack Obama.
Yeah. Oh, no, you mean Obama. That's what they call him.
He's blaming Obama for everything. He was that guy. This was the... Now, here he is. What he was talking about yesterday? He was talking about something, and he's talking about President Obama. I mean, it's just like every... If he could just run the country and leave President Obama alone, just leave the man alone, whether you agree with him or not, just leave him alone. Run the country. You crazy
man
in the White
House.
He can't
run the country.
That's the problem.
Because he doesn't know what he's doing.
That's it. That's
exactly. He'd rather be playing golf.
Wow. But anyway, that's our president. That's your president.
No.
Hey, guess what? We just had the 4th of July holiday, and... Let me tell a little story now. You know, I was, for many years, I must admit, I was one of those folks that would not wear red, white, and blue. I wouldn't stand up during the national anthem, wouldn't put my hand over my heart, because I was mad, man. I was mad that we had been enslaved, and my poor parents had been raped and beat and just totally abused. And I was saying, anything I can do, I'm not going to do anything to condone what happened in the past. And so as a result, my poor daughter, bless her heart, she's an adult now, she can make her own decisions. I was talking to her over the holiday, and she was saying, Dad, you know that thanks to you, I have no red, white, or blue in my closet.
Well, listen, I support that, because I am also one of those people that will not do that. Because, you know, my thing is this, and I say it on my Facebook page every 4th of July, is you can't have, you know, we have this holiday where you want everybody to be patriotic and celebrate independence and freedom. But my question is, when were my people free? When are my people free? When the blood of black bodies still falls in the street with, you know, with no kind of justice for the families of the victims, when you have children that are profiled and shot in parks, until that stops happening, there will not be justice, there will not be freedom, and Keisha Hillman will not stand up, will not pledge any allegiance
until you
because
see justice.
My people aren't free.
Well, I tell you what happened. Now, President Obama came along in 2008, and he kind of, a lot of people relaxed, and this is really what, I think a lot of this had to do with Trump getting in the White House, too. People relaxed. They started waving the flag again. They started pledging allegiance. I'm not going to knock the folks that do, because we have a lot of people who serve in the military, and they're supporting the country, not necessarily its past. They're supporting the president, the institutions that are supposed to be based on freedom. So there's a dichotomy going on. But when President Obama came in, a lot of people, including myself, okay, I say, all right, Channing, if you must wear your red, white, and blue, we got a black president now. He's doing some things that we really should get behind. And so I kind of loosen up my restrictions a little bit. But then right behind him, so now we kind of caught in this zone where we were kind of loosening up, kind of ready to support the flag and the country because we felt things had changed. Then all of a sudden, wham, right back to where we were. So now we're in this state of confusion. So, William, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit.
Yes, Robert, and I agree with you and Tisha wholeheartedly. It's hard to be patriotic when you're in a situation where the more things change, quote-unquote, the more things stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, and I think one of the things that we have to do as a people is to, just try to do some things where we have a little more control over our destiny, because the more we rely on people who don't really have our best interests in heart, we're going to always wind up in a compromised situation and falling back to sleep, like you were just talking about.
Well, and what you're saying, that's why I think it's important for shows like this one, is that we don't spend all of our time worrying about what happened to us. We have to acknowledge it. We have to, because if you don't understand the past, you will live to repeat it. So we have to understand it. But we are about moving forward. We are about building these businesses. We're about educating people. We're about getting people up on this technology. We're about taking people into a new place of economic empowerment. And that's
critical, Robert, because without the economic empowerment, I mean, you were just talking earlier about Trump being over in Europe at the G20. When you look at, throw the purse strings, control everything else. So the people who control the purse strings, they control everything. And until we realize that and understand that and try our best to have, in a group sense, an urgency to make that, we're going to continue to repeat the history that we talked about over. It becomes like a broken record.
Well, it's like this. If you don't control your purse strings, you are a mere puppet on somebody else's string. And they're going to jerk you around, have you tap dancing, cutting flips, doing contortions. So what we try to do is to get you to pull your own purse strings. We do
that with
business development, job creation, and service. That's the mission of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Hang on, guys. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Anthony. He's a supporter of the show, and they have an event coming up on July 17th. We're going to hear more about that. This is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, outer loop of the Beltway, Silver Spring after Colesville Road, before Georgia Avenue. It was a broken down truck in the second lane from the right, slowing you down as you head past University Boulevard. On the inner loop before Georgia Avenue, an accident in the right lane, that far right deceleration lane to Georgia Avenue. That's where the accident is, and that's going to slow you down from Connecticut Avenue on your way toward Silver Spring. Straight from the tropics is the Caribbean Jerk Wrap and Bowl from Tropical Smoothie Cafe, featuring roasted pineapple salsa, grilled chicken, rice, black beans, and a house-made jerk sauce. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better. Now your WOL weather forecast. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, high around 90 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 72. Might see a thunderstorm tomorrow. Partly cloudy, high near 87. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
We are here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And I'm here every Friday at 10:30 AM, bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. I have Teacher Hillman, my co-host, on the line. Teacher's over there warming up her golf. She found out that I had a golf expert
I don't know if Mr. Fears is a golf expert or not. I'm going to ask him that. Now, he's been around enough golf balls, I'm sure, that he probably knows his way around the course. Welcome to the show, Mr. Fears. Hello, Mr. Fears. All right, we have Mr. Anthony Fears of VA Repwood. All right, I hear you now. Good morning, Mr. Fears.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Man, we're talking about you over here. We're talking about that golf.
Well, look, you know, we need your help to spread the word, to get all these dynamic golfers out here to Enterprise Golf Course on Monday, July the 17th. We've got a automobile that has been is being donated to us for hole-in-one by Kappa Cadillac.
And hey, wait a minute.
We want somebody to walk away with that Cadillac.
Hey, Mr. Pierce.
Yes, sir.
You're giving away a Cadillac?
We're giving away a Cadillac, man. Yes, sir.
Now, you know a southerner, man. Now, you know, are you from the South, Mr. Pierce?
I understand. Yes, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, you know what I'm talking about then, man.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Cadillac rule down south.
That's right. When you're the Cadillac, you own the world, man. You got a beat in the rock. That's right. But seriously, Robert, we're looking for golfers. You know, I'm a golfer. I belong to a golf team and club, if you will. And you know, going on a trip sometime later this year with a group of guys, and we're trying to get these guys out here on Monday, July the 17th for this golf outing. And, you know, we got money to give away. We got prizes to give away.
Wait, did you say money?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. We got money to give away. We're giving away over $400 in money. We got gifts to give away. We've got drawings for prizes and drawings for discounts on travel. So, I mean, it's a lodging. So there are a lot of things that we're doing to make this a wonderful event. And by the way,
yes, sir.
You know, VAREP is a nonprofit organization. We're in business to help veterans, military, active military personnel understand how to use that their VA benefits, particularly the buying of home, the home buying process, you know, because a lot of these young people and older folk as well are in the military and are veterans now, have not used, do not understand how to use, getting misinformed about how to use their VA benefits. So we're in the business of assisting them. And what we do, our mission is to increase sustainable home ownership, provide financial literacy education, and create economic opportunity for active military and veteran communities. We give away homes on a national basis. We donate quite a bit. We have home a housing summits here in Prince George's, Maryland, D.C. and Virginia, because our chapter is the Metro D.C. chapter. We've been here about since 2013, and of course, VAREP was established in 2011 as a nonprofit 501c3 organization. And of course, donations. You know, individuals who are paying $125 for single, $500 for a foursome. I mean, these are very reasonable rates.
Wow.
These contributions are tax deductible that people are making payments to. So, and we know we're looking for sponsors. I mean, you know, I'd like to get you, Robert, to put an ad in our souvenir program,
right.
Be a sponsor for a hole, you know, be a sponsor for, you know, a title for the banquet itself, $2,000, a beverage cart, $1,500, a lunch sponsor, $1,500. We need a sponsor for closest to the pin for $400, the longest drive for $400, and you know, like you, if you wanted to sponsor a hole, you could sponsor a hole for $250. Put your name out there, give me a business card. We'll have a sign made enlarged from your business card, and put a sign on that hole saying "Hole sponsored by the marketing pulpit, Robert Greenwood. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We could do that. And anyone in your audience, your listening audience, who is interested in supporting the veterans. You know, a lot of folk talk about, oh, yeah, man, I'm a vet. Yeah. People don't do things for the veterans. And here we are putting on a charity golf tournament for veterans. And we're asking folk to come out, man. We should have well over 100 golfers at this event. We should have that.
Well, people
are serious about supporting veterans.
What I like about it is this is a good cause, and it's a activity that's fun. There are a lot of golfers in this community, and they're always looking for a good hole, a good game. So you're providing them not only the venue, the activity, the time, the breakfast, the great event, and they're also supporting a good cause. So if they are golfers and veterans or family of veterans or friends of veterans, there's no reason why they shouldn't be participating in this event on July 17th.
No reason at all. No reason at all. And by the way, when they do sign up today, hopefully, or tomorrow, hopefully, because we've got to let Enterprise know by Monday how many golfers we've got and et cetera. But understand, that $125 for the single or $500 for a foursome, they are not only paying to play golf. They will get a continental breakfast, they will get a lunch, and they will get a dinner, and they will get prizes throughout. You know, all of this is being paid for with that one-time payment. So, and it's tax deductible.
Wow.
I mean, you know, yeah, I tell you, it's a win-win situation. It's a win for the organization, it's a win for the veterans, and it's a win for the individual to get out, get some sun, get some exercise, and tune up their game.
Let me ask you this. Do you happen to know how to play to participate?
You do not have to play to participate.
Okay.
You can, if you want to buy a ticket, for example, to the awards dinner banquet, you can purchase a ticket for $30 for non-golfers. You could do that. You have the advantage of participating in the awards dinner banquet. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just say, look, I just want to make a contribution to the veterans, you could donate $100 and pay for a vet to play. You know, we like to have that vet show up and or register online and show us the copy of that DD-214, let us know that they are a vet. But if you're an individual that says, I don't care if you're a vet or not, I'm going to pay $100, you know, and you can make that contribution. You don't have to pay. You don't have to come. You don't have to do anything but make that contribution. Speaking of registering, please, listening audience, go to www.varep.net/StarsAndStripes and register today for this wonderful charity benefit golf tournament at Enterprise on July 17th. We're gonna do a shotgun start somewhere around 9 o'clock. We'd like for folk to be there to register around 8 o'clock, and lunch is gonna be around 12 or 1. Dinner's gonna be somewhere around 3 to 4 o'clock. We're looking for a wonderful, sunny, beautiful day. I got the call this morning saying to me that July 17th was going to be a sunny day, not too hot, no rain.
Wow.
And it's going to be a great day. Great day for people to get out and enjoy themselves and support veterans.
Looks like the heavens are smiling down on you. You got a beautiful day coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
What I'd like to let the audience also know, if you didn't get that, you can also go to marketingpulpit.com. We have Mr. Fears and all the information right there on the homepage. Also, we sent it out in our email blast, so if you got that email blast, open it up. You can click right on, there's a link right in the blast and right on the homepage that'll take you right to the registration page at varep.net/StarsAndStripes. Folks, support this event, this cause, whether you're a golfer or not. You can come to the awards dinner for only $30. You can pay for a vet to play for only $100. But if you golfers out there, you're going to pay like $125 for a single, $500 for a foursome, come on out. Support this event. Support this cause. Help our veterans. Because the government, for all their good things they do, I feel like sometimes they're just not doing enough. And thankfully for this organization, the thing that the government is doing is not always reaching the people that need it. So they're
making sure
that people get this information, that this money is not left on the table, and that our veterans are being taken care of. And they've made all these sacrifices in support of the country. So
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that, Robert. And if any of your listening audience have questions, they can give me a call. Anthony Fears, F as in Frank, EARS, 443-465-2455.
All right, folks, that is Mr. Anthony Fears. He's with the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals, also known as VA Rep or VAREP. It's a nonprofit organization. They're having a great event coming up on July 17th. And I want you to go to their website and register. Come on out, support this organization. I want to thank you, Mr. Fears, for coming on today to enlighten us about, and thank you for everything you're doing for our community and for our veterans.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, Mr. Gaywood, and look forward to seeing you and all of your listening audience, or 100 golfers coming out of your saying that I heard about it on the Marketing Pulpit.
All right, then. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you, and happy weekend to you. Folks, that was Mr. Anthony Fears. He's with the VA Rep. They're having a golf event coming up on July 17th. And for all you golfers out there, you got those golf balls over there, got dust collecting on them, you got those golf shoes you haven't had a chance to wear yet, you got those checkered pants and funny-looking shirts. I don't know if people still wear those things. Like that movie that Chris Rock was in when he came back as a ghost or something. He had his checkered pants and a funny-looking shirt. But anyway, folks, however you dress, support this event. Go to varep.net, stars and stripes, or go to marketingpulpit.com. It's right there on the homepage. When we come back, we're going to have attorney Tisha Hillman. She's talking about these secrets that these divorce attorneys are keeping from us. She's going to let the cat out the bag. Marketing Pulpit will be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. If you find yourself at a crossroads and not sure which way to turn, particularly if you are a business owner, or if you're someone who wants some good old entertainment, good old positive, uplifting, humorous, I guess I'm humorous, entertainment. See, a teacher thinks so. I know teacher's humorous. Teacher's humorous, but she's serious, boy. That's one thing about a teacher. She'll smile, but boy, that lady can be serious on you. Man, you talking about Trump.
Oh, Lord. Don't get me started.
I'm not going to start you again. Crazy man in the White House. All right. Teacher, we want to thank the Radio 1, Ms. Kathy Hughes, Ms. Karen Jackson, Mr. Ron Thompson, our engineer, Mr. Alonzo, for making this show possible. We are proud to be on this platform, and it shows that we can do things in our community. We have the power. We have the wherewithal. We have the support, though. We have to support the people in our community who are doing these things. So support this show. Support Radio 1. If you need some advertising, you can do it right here on this show. You can do it on any of the Radio 1 stations and keep that money flowing in our community. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Miss Tisha Hillman here. She's got my curiosity all up. She said the divorce attorney got some secrets they've been holding back on. She's about to let the cat out the bag. They ain't gonna get mad at you, teacher.
No, not at all.
All right, good.
At least I hope not.
We ain't gonna have to worry about that. Because one thing about this show, we just tell it like it is. I mean, the truth is gonna get out eventually. It's gonna get out one way or the other. You might as well hear it from a professional who has your best interest at heart. That's the way I look at it. So, teacher.
Yes.
Take it. Tell us. Give us the skinny on this divorce attorney secrets.
So, I thought about this topic because I came across this article on the Huffington Post that was 40 secrets that only divorce attorneys know. Okay. And I thought that this was a good topic to let people in on to help people prepare for their divorce cases, and to really give people something to think about. Mm-hmm. And so there are about 40 secrets, but, I'm not, in 15 minutes, I'm not going to share all of them. I think I'm going to share just the ones that are the most important. Okay. And so the first thing is, do not let your emotions lead your financial decisions nor your other decisions.
Ooh, I like that.
And the reason I think that's important is because when you're going through a divorce, it has to be, and I've never been married, so I've never been divorced, but, you know, I do enough of these cases to see it all the time. There are a lot of hurt feelings involved, especially when the other partner is accused of adultery, right? There are a lot of emotions involved. And when you are going through an emotional time, especially something like this, yes, you have to proceed, but no, you don't have to let your emotions rule your decision. And the reason that's important is because it can totally impact your case. Because I've certainly had people come to me and, you know, basically they're on this quest for revenge, right?
They're ready to burn
that's
down the house.
That does not help anybody. Exactly. They about to do some Angela Bassett on the house and all your clothes on fire, right?
That's
please
not gonna
don't
help.
Do that.
That's not going to help your
please
case.
Please don't do that. Nope, not at all. Not going to help your case. And so what I tell people is, you know, you don't want to pay an attorney several hundred dollars an hour to deal with your emotions. You may want to go see a therapist. It's probably cheaper.
Right.
Actually, I'm sure it's cheaper, right? Mm-hmm. Deal with your emotions, but then come to the attorney and deal with things from a pragmatic perspective, right? Because I always tell people, too, I'm not the attorney that's going to help you get revenge, but I will help you to fight for your, you know, fight your case.
Right.
But revenge is not something that I specialize in.
Right.
But when you're especially when you're doing things regarding finances, you certainly don't want your emotions to lead those types of decisions because it can certainly lead to economic failure.
That's a good one.
And so also timing is so important because I've said this before on the show is people don't understand that separated and divorced are two separate things. And so if you're going to make a big purchase, you want to really consider the timing of that. Because if you make a big purchase after you are separated, one thing that it can lead to is you possibly, the court possibly finding that you dissipated marital assets. And if you dissipated marital assets, that's really problematic, or at least it can be, to your divorce case. So you want to be careful in the way that you time things like big purchases. Because even if you purchase, that you make a major purchase while you're separated, guess what, folks? You're still legally married, so it's still marital property.
Ah, okay.
So you got to be careful in those types of things.
So you could be living somewhere else, separated, but as long as you're still married, that's still marital property.
Correct, because it was purchased with marital funds.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's something called the source of funds rule when it comes to divorce.
Gotcha.
And so if that purchase or that acquisition can be traced back to marital funds, it can be considered marital property, and everything that's marital property is divisible by the court.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's all fair game.
Good stuff.
So don't go out and buy your new girlfriend a brand new Mercedes. Use it marital funds because you're separated. Because guess what? We coming for it, boo. In the divorce, we coming for it. I'm taking your girlfriend Mercedes. No, but seriously, you really have to be careful when it comes to making those kinds of decisions.
All right.
What was that?
No, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. So if you're separated, you got the girl, you're going out here buying diamonds and cars and other properties, there's a good chance you're going to lose in the divorce.
There is a possibility, absolutely. There's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
Another thing is don't hide assets.
Okay.
Because there are some attorneys out there that are completely and totally unscrupulous. Mm. I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to tell people to hide assets because you don't want to look a fool when you get to court. You don't want to look like you're trying to be deceptive. Because if you are, it will totally come back and bite you in the behind, I guarantee you. So you don't want to hide assets as much as you want to. Because, again, this goes back to making those emotional decisions. You want to hurt the other person, and so you want to hide assets. Don't do that.
So don't put the car in little Keisha's name. That kind of stuff.
Correct. Because still, the source of funds rule. Because even if it's in somebody else's name, if we can trace the source of that acquisition back to marital funds, I don't care whose name it's in, it can be, you know, divisible by the court.
So little baby, give up the bins. It's not going to work.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And another thing is, your former spouse can be a great tax shield, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
So, because here's the thing. When it comes to, think about like alimony, for example. Mm-hmm. The person that's receiving alimony, yeah, you may think about, oh, yeah, I'm getting alimony and this is great. But guess what? Alimony is considered income. So while child support may not be, alimony is.
Okay.
And so the spouse that's paying alimony gets a tax deduction for that payment.
Okay.
But the spouse that's receiving has to report that as income.
Oh, so you're getting a tax deduction and sticking it to the spouse at the same time.
Yeah. So you may be bitter about paying alimony, but you get a deduction for that.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
And so another thing is, you want to familiarize yourself with your finances before you split. And I say this all the time because I've spoken to even several friends in my personal life, mm-hmm. who they don't know anything about what's going on with the finances because they let the other spouse, who may be better at math or whatever, mm-hmm. handle these sorts of things. But when you get to the divorce process, it's a lot harder. When I'm sitting, nothing is more frustrating than sitting across from a client or a potential client talking about their assets and they know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to familiarize yourself with the finances. Don't leave it to the other person to deal with all of the things in the marriage, whether it be income, assets, liabilities, whatever the case may be. You want to be familiar with all of those things, because if subpoenas have to be issued, depositions have to be had, you want to know, the lawyer has to know who to contact and who to subpoena, because all of these things are going to cost you more money. So it's better that you know these things up front so that we don't have to do that much digging and bill you by the hour for that digging. So it's certainly a benefit to you to know those things.
You know, that's a good idea, because I tell even my clients sometimes when they're asking for business advice, I tell them, you may want to sit down at some point and do a net worth assessment. That takes
mm-hmm.
all your assets, all your liabilities, subtract the difference, and then that's how much you're worth. And that
yep.
pulls a lot of those things that you're talking about out from under rugs and out of carpet, out of closets, and puts it on paper. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
you just need that physical document so you can actually look at what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and sometimes for people that's really scary.
Yeah, it is. They don't want to know. They don't want to
know. Right. But it's important that you do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, and I want to really talk about this because it's something in our society that we've become accustomed to. The fact that the most expensive lawyer is not necessarily the best lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm not going to really say what I want to say, mm-hmm. but, you know, you get it. Right. So just because you're paying a lawyer $350 an hour, I've seen many people come to me and say, Ms. Hillman, my last lawyer sucked. And they're from this big firm that they're paying hundreds of dollars an hour. And they're thinking, I got a good deal.
Right.
This is the best lawyer. This is the partner. This is whomever from this big firm. And guess what? Now you got to come to little old me
to
fix it. Now, after you've spent $30,000, now you want to come to somebody else to fix it. So just know that the big name firms, and I have nothing against these folks, because, you know, there are certainly good lawyers out there. But just because you're paying $300, $400 an hour doesn't mean you're getting the best representation.
Well, that's great, but they should have called you from the beginning. Shoot, they should have called
Absolutely.
You from the jump.
Absolutely.
And that happens in a lot of professions. People, they think because the price is, you know, there's a whole price and strategy behind services and goods. And I think these lawyers are doing what a lot of marketing people tell people to do, is to put a high price on it, and people think you're getting more, you're getting better, you're getting quality. But it's not necessarily
mm-hmm.
the case. It's not necessarily the case, as you pointed out.
Right. Another thing that I want to tell folks is, pay the court-ordered attorney's fees. Because here's the thing. I've had several cases where my client was granted attorney fees, mm-hmm. and the other party chose not to pay, whether it be for emotions, financial reasons, whatever. They've chosen not to pay the attorney fees. Here's the problem with that. It's a court order. And if the court has ordered you to do that, not doing that, you can be held in contempt of court. And you don't want to be held in contempt of court and possibly face jail or whatever because you've chosen not to do what the court told you to do. Because if I am awarded attorney fees, I believe in suing people for my money. Mm-hmm. Because my money is how I pay my bills, just like anybody else. And I tell people all the time, you don't want to go to work for 2 weeks. Imagine you going to work for 2 weeks and your boss says, guess what, I decided not to pay you. Thank you for your services. I'm not going to pay you.
That's not how this works.
And so if somebody has been ordered to pay attorney's fees and they choose not to do that, the attorney can then turn around and sue that person and then put some sort of judgment on their income, their assets, whatever. So you don't want to get yourself in a deeper legal hole because you've chosen not to obey the court's order. So you got to be really mindful of these things when you're making decisions. And I think it really all boils back to my very first statement. Don't let emotion control your decision, whether financial or otherwise.
Teacher, hang on. We're going to come back and let folks get your information. In the meantime, you can go to marketingpulpit.com and find Teacher's information, but we're going to give it again when we come back after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're going to come back and talk about, is your business ready to expand? So hang on to your hats, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We have Attorney Teacher Hillman. The number at the station is 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for Attorney Hillman, you can call us on the air, 1-800-450-7876. You can also call her directly. Now, one thing she said, I don't care what kind of law you're dealing with, whether traffic, civil, family, or other, when the court tells you to do something,
there is no
escaping. You better get you a lawyer to get you out of it or do something, but you cannot ignore it. Because they will come in. I dealt with the D.C. traffic, man. I'm telling you, I don't care if it's a parking ticket. When they say you owe it, you better either have it dismissed, thrown out, or something. But that's something you cannot ignore. So yeah, that's one thing. And everything you said was really right on point. Now, if someone wants to get more information and they need some help with some of these issues, how can they reach you, teacher?
Well, my office number is 301-744-7996. I practice in the areas of family law, traffic, and criminal and personal injury. So I've had several phone calls from people from the radio show, and I thank you so much for that. I have to make it very, very clear. When you are calling an attorney, whether it be me or anyone else, you have to talk to an attorney who is licensed in the jurisdiction where the case is or will be.
Okay.
So I would love to help people in D.C. Okay, I've gotten several phone calls about people needing help in D.C., but I'm not licensed in D.C. I'm licensed in Maryland. So if your issue is outside of Maryland, I cannot help you.
Okay.
But I may be able to refer you to somebody, but I can't help you.
Okay.
And the other thing is my areas are just what I stated, family, personal injury, and criminal, which also includes traffic. But if it's something else, I am not... I know what I'm good at, and I'm not good at like tax, and if it's something else, I won't be able to assist you. But my office is located at 9701 Apollo Drive, and I'm in Suite 100. So if you'd like to reach out to me, certainly do that. Be sure to like us on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter.
And she also has a blog talk show. When did your blog talk show come on again?
My blog talk show is every Wednesday at 10:30. I'm sorry, at 10 o'clock every Wednesday. If you want more information about that, you can certainly contact my office.
All right. Well, thank you, teacher. Hang on a sec. Hang on, and that's Teacher Hillman. You can call her at 301-744-7996. And great information. And teacher, one day we might just do a show on how people should deal with attorneys. Things like you just mentioned about being in the right jurisdiction, making sure they're in the right area of law, and things
absolutely.
Like that. Because I know people have those kind of questions, and I'm sure you are well-versed in that. So that's something we might talk about in the future. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you, teacher. Folks, I'm going to get on the pulpit here, put my robe on, because I got to talk about some things today. Particularly, I want to talk about business expansion. Now, this is something that's dear to me because as a business consultant, as a business advisor, as a marketing strategist, business developer, dang, I wear more hats than a Mad Hatter, but it all revolves around business development and getting people where they need to get to. Every now and then, somebody says, well, I'm ready to grow my business, I'm ready to expand. And I say, okay, that's not just something you just jump up and do, okay? It's some things just easier said than done. And like anything pertaining to business, you need a strategy. You need to think about it. And if you're not sure what to do, you might need to talk to somebody before you do any type of expansion, particularly if it involves outlay of cash or some type of long-term commitment. Now, there's several reasons you might decide to expand. One may be you have more business and now you need more capacity. You have just really outgrown where you are. You've outgrown your space, you've outgrown your staff. So you may just have to grow just because you've done a great job of marketing, you had me on your side, and wink, wink, and you just have outgrown the business capability, so you need to grow, expand. That's a good way to be, good expansion. Now, some people grow because they need more business. They feel like, well, if I'm going to get to that next level, I just need to have the illusion that I'm bigger than I am, so I'm going to open up a bigger shop. And if you're doing that, then it has a slightly different strategy. You might not commit yourself to as many financial obligations if you're just growing because you need more business. And if you're going to commit to anything, you might commit more to marketing. But there are some low-level things that you can do to give that illusion or essence of expansion, such as improving your website, getting yourself a new logo, getting you some nice business cards, some uniforms, and things like that. So if you're just trying to grow because you need more business, you might invest more into marketing and branding and things that give you that essence, that look of expanding, even though you didn't actually make physical expansions. Now, the different types of expansions are, one could be territory. You just decide you want to grow into another area. There are territorial type of expansions, so people just want to cover more geographic area. Sometimes expansion may take on the form of a product line expansion. You just want to do more products or offer more services than you're offering right now. And then there are type of location type of expansion where you just want to open up more offices. You've outgrown the office you're in. You may get a bigger office. You may get more offices. So there are different ways to expand. There's not a one cookie cutter way of expansion. Now, there's some things to consider before you expand. One, you want to make sure that, let's say you're having a great year. You just saying, man, I'm just lighting cigars with $100 bills. Things are really, really great. You want to ask yourself, are you in a cycle, the upswing of a cycle? Because if you haven't gone through a complete cycle, I would say at least two or three cycles, you may be on an upswing that's not sustainable. So you may just be having a great year because something could be going on in the environment. You could be in an industry that's in the growth phase of the industry life cycle, and you may not be aware that there's a maturity phase that follows that might level things out, and it may even go into a decline after that. So you want to make sure you understand the cyclical nature of business, that it goes through the introduction, the growth, the maturity, and the decline phases. The other thing you want to consider is the income streams. Are they reliable? You're getting all this money, where is it coming from? And is it going to be there in the foreseeable future? So let's say you've got a government contract. If that government contract is on it for 3 or 4 or 5 years, then you may just want to hold steady until that contract is over and you have to give yourself a year or so after that to make sure that you are ready to expand. Don't base it on that one contract. Also, you don't want all your money coming from one source, like a contract or a big client. Because if you lose that client, guess what happens? Your income is gone. Other things to consider are how much of your expenses are fixed and how much are variable. A fixed expense is something like rent. Variable expense may be something like payroll. Even variable expenses, they're usually step variable. In other words, you have a period where on the beginning side of the expense, you may have to work harder, more hours, be in a tighter space, but then as you take on that additional expense of expansion, you run into an area of what we call idle capacity. In other words, you have more space than you actually need. You may even have more staff than you actually need at the beginning part of that step. So you have to look at that as a part of your strategy. Now that I have this idle capacity, what can I do to turn it into revenue? And idle capacity means you have more space than you need, you have more people than you need. So you might look at subletting some of the space you have until you grow into that new lease that you just signed. You may give the staff some income-producing activities. You might put them on sales. So look, bring me a client, I give you a commission. You might just try to get more things going in general. You may invest in some type of marketing strategy, bring in a marketing consultant to help build your business back up to the capacity that you have now that you've expanded into this new office space or into this new territories, or you brought in this additional staff, because now the revenue has to be up to the task of supporting this expansion. Now, there's not a one-size-fits-all way of expansion. There's some low-level ways of expansion that may not cost you quite as much as going out getting a big office or bringing in a lot of staff. You can do partnering where you're sharing staff, sharing office space. You might even go to like a virtual office or something like that. You can use technology to expand where you're not actually investing in people and space, where you're investing in technology. That means giving your website more capacity. You might get an app, things like that, that will help you expand your delivery systems, your marketing systems, without actually investing in people and real estate. You can do outsourcing. It's another way. You bring in all this new business you have, but you don't have to bring in the staff to meet the demand. You may outsource some of these tasks to another company. You may bring in 1099 employees. Now, of course, there are some rules about 1099 employees. You're not issuing them a W-2. And usually, 1099 employees, you use them at will. You use them as the business ebbs and flows, but they're not like on a fixed schedule, because according to the IRS, you really can't demand that they come in at a certain time. They have some other rules about 1099 employees. And like I say, you can use virtual assistants. So the bottom line is, there's a right time to expand, there's a wrong time to expand, but just make sure that you are ready to expand, that you're not just going through a cycle and that you jump out here and then you find out that the business wasn't sustaining. Now you got to do a fallback. That's my marketing sermon for today. What I want to do, if you have any questions, if you have questions about whether you're ready to expand or not, give me a call at my company, 301-839-2836. And I also want to thank my sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you need a space, you're ready to expand into a new office, call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. That's going to wrap up the show for today. Thank you, teacher.
As you're always, welcome. Thank you.
Bring valuable information. Thank you again, Mr. Anthony Fear, that VA rep. Check out the website to find out more about all of the topics we had today. Now, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right.